Recording.
All right, now there we go. It's working. All right. That call to order, the June 1st, 2021 meeting of the Naco Sanitary District Board of Supervisors, Board of Directors, excuse me, is called to order at 6:01 p.m.
Okay, roll call.
I will call roll now. Oops, paperwork. Robert Orlowski.
Present.
Charles Beatty.
Present.
Steve Day, present. We have one member of the public present in person, and we have one member of the public present by telephone connection.
The names.
And we thank you for joining us. All right, have we read the minutes from the last meeting, does anybody have any problems with those that they'd like to discuss, or can we go ahead and get a motion going to pass it as stands?
Yeah, I have no problem.
Okay, I move to pass last meeting's minutes as they stand with no changes.
I second the motion. Second the.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's a unanimous. The bill passes unanimously. We will put the meetings in the record as is and make them available to the public immediately on the website once it gets started. Okay. I wrote this a little differently. We're not going to vote on any of these things. I've just gone ahead and set them up for discussion only. We should hold a special meeting probably in a week to go ahead and so we can mull all these things over and then actually vote on them, because some of them cost money and we need to find out how much that's going to be and those kinds of things. But we can do the preliminary discussion this week, and we can just move them forward till next week or hold a special meeting to vote on those, and that shouldn't take probably 15 minutes. Okay, so first thing on the agenda is to discuss what to do about the bank accounts, because we still don't have anything about that, or we still don't have possession of the bank accounts. I have done some checking on it. The bank said I need to get a hold of somebody at the county who has control of the bank account and come down with them. So I'm in the process of finding out who that is so I can get that taken care of. Does anybody else? Do you have any more information on that?
No, I don't. Yeah. I believe it's Kim Lemons who has it, or yeah. The county fiduciary, Mr. Carlson.
Yep, so basically, I'll get some more information for that. We'll go ahead and carry that forward or put it on next week's agenda to get that. There's also in this part of the agenda is to authorize and allow us, once we know what we have, and authorize and allow someone to pay the outstanding bills. We have one outstanding bill to the testing lab, and then they have to come and do another test for compliance, and then another one in about a month. So to keep in compliance, we're kind of behind. So we've got to figure that out.
Go ahead, Juan.
Go ahead, yeah.
I'm not sure if I heard a question addressed to the attorney, or maybe repeat it.
Yeah. Well, we need to obtain. I was going to move to have someone like the chairperson or be the person authorized to pay the bills, because we need to be able to pay bills as they come due. I was thinking more along the lines like water bills, the electric bill.
The chair.
You know, if we're doing a 1 month of meeting and we get a bill, we need to pay it before we can approve it at the next meeting. I know the city of Bisbee allows for that, you know, and then you just do a consent agenda that's more or less, we pay the bills because they need to be paid. We really shouldn't need to discuss that further. So that would be like the laboratory, the wastewater treatment operator, those kinds of bills. You know, any other special procurement or equipment purchases or whatever would definitely have to be run through the board.
All right. Basically, from my experience dealing with districts or corporations or different entities like that, it's one thing to get the physical possession of the checkbook, but the other thing we need to do is remove the current signator on the account and put on the account, you know, the person that's going to be signing the checks, typically both of those need to go down to the bank to get it done. I hope you can get it done without having to do that. But as part of the action, I think what I think you can do, just as a note, you were talking about passing something. The operative word should be approve, okay? So let's use that in the future. So what we want to do in this particular thing, and I haven't read your bylaws or I haven't read any of the documentation yet, but I'm hoping I can get my hands on that. But does the entity, the district, have a quote-unquote financial officer and or treasurer?
Not yet, no, not that we're aware of. There wasn't one previously, and basically I was told, I called the bank, said that there's somebody at the county that right now has, I guess it's signed over to them, I need to get a hold of them to come over to the bank to get the signature signed over.
Well, somebody at the county, not the previous district members?
No, they quit immediately, and I guess they turned everything over to the county.
Does it make somebody to take care of the bank account of financial officer of sorts, and that person would be in charge of that. Then once I read all your bylaws and whatnot, if we need something else, we can go on that. But yes, do approve somebody to handle that. Sometimes there was one, sometimes there's two, depending on what the bank requires, or depending on who's on there right now. So, does that enough? Does that comment help you structure your discussion?
Oh yeah, that's perfect. We were gonna, and I can't do it this meeting because I don't have on the minutes that we're gonna vote on any of this or approve any of it. Which is for discussion. It says discuss possible action towards obtaining or to obtain the bank accounts.
And allow
authorization or someone authorize someone to pay bills. We had to figure out who or what or how to do that.
That should give us an action item.
Okay,
to
yeah.
Allow.
In the future, yeah, I don't think you can vote on it right now.
Okay.
But it would be a discussion. You would notice on your agenda the operative words would be discussion / decision on whatever it is that you are hoping to do. So I don't, if it's not noticed that way, I don't, it's kind of worded it in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd rather err on the better side of judgment. That's okay. We can call a special meeting
next week.
You know, I believe, and just specifically to give us time, because we need to figure out how much some of this is going to cost anyway. And we need to, like, you know, we'll talk about that later, because I don't think it's...
Okay, and the other thing
that will be my
is,
next discussion. Yeah.
For some of you don't know me, my name is Juan Pablo Flores. I've done quite a bit of government, advising government work, representing various entities from a, you know, governmental perspective, governmental corporations and whatnot. So I'm helping... you guys kind of get your ducks in a row on a very interim type situation until temporary, if you will, until further notice, and then we will figure out if we continue on this way or if the district decides they may have another option, legal option to explore. We'll get around to that. I don't think it's necessary to get into that today.
We kind of figured that. I think we're allowed to hire an interim one, but we actually have to put notices in the paper and stuff if we actually want to hire a permanent one.
All right, so we understand that. So
yeah.
my temporary arrangement is on a volunteer status, but that's going to be limited, so we'll just have to talk about that in the future.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you for that. That's perfect advice, actually. Yeah, so I'll continue on with the discussion, and basically as per the attorney, I mean, and we'll have to vote on this at another meeting. I was going to suggest that one of us, either me or the chairperson, normally is a normal person, but someone take those responsibilities, be the signature, be the person responsible of getting the bills paid.
I recommend the chair.
Yeah, so I would just, but basically we can think that over until we have that special meeting to vote on it, and then, you know, he might want to do it, you know. Scissors. many things. So, okay. So we'll go on to, so that one, I'm just going to move forward to the to a special meeting or to the next regular meeting. It just doesn't depend, and we'll vote on whether to do that. Cool. Now, the next one is said, discuss and set a schedule for work sessions. But basically, that's for the budget, because I don't care how much money we have in the bank. Unless we have a working budget, we really shouldn't be spending any. So, and the other people did no budget. So we actually have no budget to work with last year. So, and the one for this year is due at the end of the month, I think.
Mm-hmm. On the 30th.
So it's like, and it's, I don't know how we're going to handle it anyway, because we don't even know how many people to bill, what everybody's addresses are. I mean, they just literally, I mean, we need to pick up some belongings at the county, but I don't know what they have in them. I don't know what those, what that property contains, how many of the records, whether any of the stuff is in it. We haven't looked at it. So I'm just kind of going off the thing that we don't have a budget, and we probably need to do some sort of work sessions at least a couple times this month, hopefully. Maybe we can get somebody to come in that knows things like budget to the work session and kind of let them talk and discuss how that kind of stuff works.
Yeah, that's what the CPA is for.
So, you know, we have a CPA.
I can help with that as well.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So I'll just go ahead and we'll leave it at that then. Actually, no, we should probably go ahead. I was thinking about having a special meeting next Tuesday anyway to vote on all this stuff. Maybe we should just do that.
I think so.
Do a work session really quick ahead of time, or do the quick vote.
We can do the same.
One way or the other.
And then a general,
one before
a
the other
meeting.
Or the meeting, or one right after it. The meeting shouldn't take any longer than a few minutes. And I guess if we discuss things like this at the work session, then we can include what we're discussing in the work session as an agenda item on the meeting. So I tentatively schedule, I will move to set a special work session and a special meeting for next Tuesday, the 8th, yeah, of June 2021, and I will set up an, and the, basically the discussion for the work session is just going to specifically be for the budget, and then I'll have an agenda prepared for this special meeting for what we'll vote on at that special meeting. And we, I might include, you know, voting on what the CPA, who's going to tell us how budgets work. More than likely, I'm going to have a Monica Patience be at that meeting and kind of discuss how budgets work and go over that. She's a CPA. You know, so she would help with that too. So we'll do that. So I'm going to just set that. Okay, make a, that was a motion. It says, discuss and set work schedule. I guess we can fudge it a little. Go ahead and vote. I move that we set a special work session for next Tuesday and then a special session right after that.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimously. Okay. Next Tuesday. So it passes unanimously. We will be having a work session and then a short special meeting following that. On next Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. at this location, if we don't have another one found by then. On to the next one. Basically, Charlie Bainey has brought up a good idea and has actually developed a website already.
A temporary one.
A temporary one that we can use in order to do the domain and stuff like that. I think it's $91 a year and stuff like that. He can do that. It's up and ready to go.
We just need to have the checkbook.
We need to have the checkbook and be able to pay for it to get it up and operational. I just kind of wanted to let everybody know, and at the meeting, we already have a website. If somebody has an alternative website or another idea, they can bring it to the next meeting, the special meeting, and we can just, if they have another idea, we can just, you know, discuss it really quickly then and then, you know, vote. Because if you have a good website, he'll show it to you.
Use it. So. I mean, we can just like
so because I think
export it,
and then we can, you know, on the bill, once we get the billing underhanded, the idea behind this is that we can then put the website on the on that, and then, you know, as we do little things in the community and things go on, we can just keep the public aware of it, because really the public has been blinded for decades about what actually goes on with the sanitary district around here. They really are unaware. It's really sad, actually. So I think it's really important to start making the public become aware of what we're actually doing, what they're paying. They're $17 a month, and whatever the property tax is for. Because right now it's in a miserable condition. It's totally failed. It's under compliance issues with the Department of Environmental Quality. That they for a year I got them. I wrote up. I actually called ADEC and called them on it and got them written up on it, which is another long story. But they've spent a year and a half doing absolutely nothing towards it, doing that. So that's another issue. So we really, really need to be, and for that purpose only, being able to show the people that, yeah, we know you've been paying taxes and money for, 35 years now to maintain this in a workable condition. It's literally, they haven't spent a penny on it. And, where did all that money go? That's another question for further down the road. But I do believe it's an important thing. Anybody else got any input on that?
Not at this time.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and I'll bring that, put that out as an agenda item on a future meeting to vote whether we should just, if we have the money, we can go ahead and get it up and operating. Okay, the next one is just talk about hiring a grade one site operator. We've got to put an ad in the paper to do for a permanent one. I do believe we have one, Sue Vetter, who's she just has to pay her fees to get her license back. She doesn't have to retake any tests. The facility really only takes maybe somebody, and she'd be the person to come down here. We just need somebody to come up with what we need to do every month to maintain the plant, which is minimal. It's like you've got to lift two manhole covers to make sure the water's flowing and make sure the pond levels are right, and there's nothing floating or debris plugging anything. It's, somebody, and enter data into the log books and into the computer to ADEQ about all our tests, data, and stuff. And that's like once every 3 months. So, it's literally a seriously small part-time job. 1 to 2 days a month, perhaps, maybe at the most. So I'm thinking she could probably, she's really, really busy, but she said once she gets her plate cleared a little bit, she would be at least for consultary and an interim one like you, like her, the attorney. For the interim person, she could do it for a little while anyway. And then I'm kind of going to try and take the test so I can get one myself. I think it's important that at least one of us knows what it's supposed to look like when it's operating correctly. So, anybody, you don't know. You haven't gotten any other hits on the ads?
No.
Okay,
none.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, okay, so that's pretty much that. I think we've already had a discussion of a temporary attorney and CPA.
And we need to have Monica liaison with Sherry Martinez after our next meeting.
Because I think the county has somebody, and I don't know whether it's a necessary thing per law that we have somebody from the county,
right.
But they can't help us do anything else, but they can control our money. Seems weird. I don't think that's a requirement. So I don't know. You may know that, Juan, but I don't think we really need that right now. Basically, we need to hire a temporary or an interim attorney or have someone who's willing to work with us, for a little while, and then we can discuss fees and payments later, contracts, whatever, because all of it has to be done per ARS standards and open meeting law and equal opportunity law.
Absolutely. Standards, so. Yeah, you don't need a lawyer, but technically you don't need one, but it was a good idea.
Well, at least one on some sort of a call or a contingency basis or a retainer, because, we might enter into a contract. We need somebody reviewing once in a while. That's kind of what I think we mean, the attorney. Here's one for you. Bisbee's been dumping its wastewater into our ditch for so many years, it's crazy now. And we actually have wastewater remediation projects that ADEC kind of wants to do in Greenbush Draw. And we can't do that with Bisbee's wastewater running down there. And I found a law that says they're really not allowed to do that because all of that's private property down there. None of it's owned by the county, except where they dump it out of the wall onto the side of the highway, then it immediately runs onto private property for a mile and a half.
Right. So you gotta remember, you gotta keep your discussion to whatever's on the agenda.
Correct.
We can definitely talk about that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's just one of those things why I think we might need to hire an attorney. Just one of those things. Yeah.
So what I was gonna say is, a lot of times you need a lawyer also to help you. Yeah. In a way that makes sense.
Correct.
After a few trial runs, and like for the next agenda, I'd like to be copied with it so I can help you guys formulate it, make sure it says what you want it to say.
Got it.
And then if somebody can please send me copies of what we did today, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Good, that sounds good. Okay. Cool.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You got, oh, you're welcome. And Monica? Yeah, I guess you could. If you want to kind of take this on for a little bit for the interim, because I can't guarantee anything as far as payment right now.
Okay. Well,
so, I mean, but you can, like, go home, think about it, formulate what you would like to get paid to tackle this nightmare. So we, at the next meeting or regular meeting, we can maybe discuss that and see where we are with our budgets and stuff. Because I'm sure, I have a funny feeling we have the money to pay for lots of things. So, but we, that's why we kind of need somebody like you to go through
exactly.
Our nightmare.
Well, we
paperwork.
Need an audit to see what's going on.
The last lady did some sort of budgeting work, and I think there's some paperwork pretty recently, and I don't know how well the new bookkeeper did it, so I really don't know. They might be in better condition than we think. But because the chain of custody thing has been broken, I'm kind of worried about just going down there and picking them up without somebody looking at them.
You're not going to go past on the dues, I mean, so... What you want to do is to see what is in the bank as of now and then go forward.
Yeah, well, it's been already agreed by previous administrations on agendas that I can't find right now, but I'm sure they say we need to pay these bills on a regular basis. I don't think we needed a budget to that. We can just continue operating under the previous budget, I guess. I mean, we got to pay those bills, and those are requirements. We can't not test those ponds.
Okay.
One of the tests is at the... Actually, the Bisbee Watering
okay.
Company's
that's not on
well
the agenda,
stuff.
So
yes, we got it's very
that.
Good. Anyway, we got to get back on back. Well, that's the next thing: discussion of LAPS financial stuff. So basically, that's it.
And so yeah,
and
we're
actually,
doing
we,
a financial
yeah, we,
statement.
We're supposedly supposed to have an initial financial statement into the county by, you know, February 28th. That never happened. So.
So that's work for a CPA.
Yeah. So that's I guess somebody we get to. I guess we have to hack away at this just a little at a time.
Correct.
So, basically, the office status. I've got a building that we can get for basically $300 a month, which is a great deal. That was with Mr. Thompson. And it's actually a fairly decent site space. It needs a little bit of work, you know, stuff to get it up to where the public can come into it. Right now, you know, carpets and things like that.
So we can make that an
toilets.
Action
yeah.
item for the special meeting.
So, but that would be $300 a month, and we can then move that on. That's it. He's going to do some work. He'll probably take most of the basic repair work on himself to get it up and functioning, like putting the toilet in and making sure the plumbing's good and all that stuff before he gives it to us. And the other option for that is just basically... And I'll bring this up and also to discuss it at next meeting. I'll put it on as a future agenda item. Is he pays a $300 a month sewer bill for that whole entire complex because he owns it. And so basically each and every sewer hookup he's responsible to pay for, whether he's got a mobile home hook to it or not. So his bill basically is $300. They figured it out, but it's $300 a month every month. They worked that out legally. So and I think we can work that out and trade with him. He sends us a bill for that. We send him a bill for that. We do whatever the accounting magic is to, you know, make one come out in the wash
is
with
that
the other.
Cooler?
So we'd have to discuss that a little bit further.
Make
he's cool with that. That guy is actually, he is actually cool with that. He would love to do that as long as it's all okay and up and legal. And we have, you know, he's got a person that can handle paperwork, so we just need one. So that's basically the office status. Anybody from the public have any? Oh, has anybody else got
Monica,
anything else
anything
to say
to
about
say?
The office status? Anyway, you got any?
Are you good?
Because that place can be, we can have meetings there too. It's big enough to have meetings, so that's another another issue. So, alrighty, so we're pretty much close to done. So I mean, I got a call to the public. We got one public person here in person, and you're an attorney, so you're not a public person.
So the question I have is, you're going to have a work session next Tuesday. Do you have a bank statement by then?
I'll try and have one by then.
Because otherwise, if you want with a budget without anything, no one kind
that's,
of.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that this week. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Go back to that. Yeah, I was going to get with the county this week and find out what I have to do to get that ball rolling.
And I'll have the bylaws in the NACO Sanitary District Procedures Manual.
Yeah, they're ancient. Tomorrow. They need to be gone over and up-to-dated.
Anything else?
Actually, no. Any member comments, board member comments? We always forget to write that on here, but that's...
I was wondering if you could get the addresses of people from voting records or anything?
Oh, all you have to do is go on the GIS thing from the county and click on the little dot, and it comes up with the addresses of the people who own that property. We just have to determine whether or not that they have a legitimate, you know, house on it with, you know, plumbing. That's the only, you know, deciding factor. If it's a vacant lot, we can't charge them. They pay property taxes for it, but they don't get charged a monthly fee.
So is this a separate bill, or is it attached to another bill?
No, it's a separate bill. We send them our own bill. We need to fix that system, too, so
there's work to be done.
It could be attached to it.
This could be, but this could be very much easier than you think. The previous bookkeeper might already have a program installed in the computer that she did all the bookkeeping on, and supposedly it's a really nice computer, although we've never seen it. Yeah. The previous administration bought that computer with taxpayers' money without a quorum, which is another question we need to investigate. That's why I want somebody else to look at the books, not me.
So,
if there's no other further comments,
motion.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 By unanimous vote, the meeting is over at 6:27 p.m.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay, Juan. Yeah, so I'll send the manual and the bylaws to you tomorrow.
Cool. And a copy of the agenda from today.
From today, correct? Okay.
On vacation, but I'll make the, see if I can make the time to listen in and sit in on those work sessions.
I'd sure appreciate that.
And then we'll, you know, we can get that, you know, let's get that, all those things, all those enumerated tasks, let's get them done, and we'll go from there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Enjoy your vacation.
No, man, we bothered him on his vacation.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Juan.
Bye. Great. Yeah, I need your email, but I'll